So I'm here with Ryan Aguilar. He's with the Cowlitz Black Bears as well as the University of Arizona. So the first question I have for you, Ryan, is kind of your approach to the game, you know, versus individual games versus a whole season. How do you kind of fix your mindset and get ready for each day?
Well, what we do is we meet at the river around like 4 o'clock for like a 6:30, 7 o'clock game. And once we meet at the river, you know, I try to get my mindset right and, you know, just focus. And when I'm at the plate, what I do is just try to hit the ball hard. That's all you can do.
And then, you know, for a lot of players, they'll kind of have a certain routine. You know, you said to meet at certain times. But for you, is there any kind of superstitions or routines that you personally have apart from the team that you just focus on?
Yeah, it starts basically like first stepping onto the field. You have to have that mindset. It's not practice. It's game time. So you can't, you know, be joking around. It's okay to have some fun, but it's real good to know, like, when to, you know, like, bear down and, you know, get after it.
And right now you're at the University of Arizona, which is known as, you know, kind of a baseball school. It has a pretty rich history of that. What has it been like for you being in that environment that's so baseball rich?
You know, Arizona, it's a rich culture of winning, and my coach expects to win, and that's all he expects of us, and he really expects excellence out of us, and that's what I try to do every game.
And for you growing up, has there been a coach or someone who just kind of pushed you and inspired you to be your best as a ball player?
I would say it's my older brother, Shane. He was about 5 years older than me, and I would go to his baseball practice every day. I would be like 7 years old, and I would go to his 13, 14-year-old practices. And I just always try to be better than him at anything I did, whether it was wiffle ball, ping pong, or anything. And that's what helped me be what I am today.
And for you, you're a center fielder, you know, pretty quick, obviously, you bat leadoff for the Cowlitz Black Bears. For you, is your speed your greatest asset, or what is your strongest tool on the field?
My strongest tool is basically the first natural instinct to the ball. I'm lucky enough, like, I'm not the quickest in the outfield, but what makes me seem like the quickest is my first read off the bat, so I would have to say that.
And then growing up, was, you know, you talked about your older brother going to his practices, but was there a baseball player, a major league player who you looked at and said, man, I want to play like they do?
Well, my favorite player was Derek Jeter, but the player that I modeled myself after was Jacoby Ellsbury, just because the way he plays center field, he plays hard, hustles hard down 90 every day or every time, and I just feel like his swing and my swing kind of look like each other, and I try to model myself after him.
Yeah, and he was kind of one of those guys who just goes balls to the wall, hits the wall if he has to. Is that something you've also kind of wanted to be like, where you just go all out, and if it happens, it happens, and you do whatever you have to?
No, yeah, definitely. Jacoby Ellsbury plays the game right, and I try to follow him as much as I can.
And, you know, one last question for you. You know, there's a lot of kids growing up, and you mentioned once again that you were a kid watching your older brother play. What advice would you give to little kids who are saying, you know, I want to play someday for a college or the Black Bears, or even go further than that? What advice do you have for them?
My advice is to keep on working hard and, you know, listen to coaches even if you don't like them. They have good advice, and even listen to other players. And not only that, watch other players when they're up to bat. Watch the way they finish. If something's not going right for you, watch how they handle two strikes and stuff like that.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much.
No problem.